way things used to be. I miss the way things used to be. It's okay, no one's around. I'm off season. Vacation town.
This is Dark Ride, a fun theme park themed game show with zero prizes and lots of drinking. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back. We're so happy to have you here. If you're new here, we are also so happy to have you here.
Welcome in.
Welcome. My name is Adrian. I'm here with my co-host, Ryan. We are two people who love theme parks. And we started this podcast so we can drink all about them with fellow theme parks loving fans just like you. Today is one of the Dark Ride special eps.
Classique.
This is one of our little brainchild that we thought of that no other person in the podcast game ever thought of.
Yeah, shh, don't tell them.
It's the before and after, the tripping report, where we start out telling you the excitement of everything that we think is about to happen on a trip, and then we finish with all the disasters that took place.
Reality.
Reality. So, I, Adrian, am heading to Orlando, Florida this Sunday, which is the Sunday right after Thanksgiving. So when you guys hear this, it'll be the week
in
later.
The future.
Going to be heading there on Sunday, November 26th. This is...
I, Ryan, am heading to Connecticut.
Get out of here. Are you trying to humble brag over here?
You know. A little brush off the shoulder.
You know, with...
Little CT.
Being a kid... from New York, we always referred to Connecticut as Patheticut. Did you guys do that?
No, we did not. We should have, though.
Should have, yeah.
We used another C word.
Oh. Well, that's because of your raunchy New Englander.
Yes.
So, I'm heading there. This is my annual pilgrimage to experience Christmas at Disney World. And I'm so excited. Because
the pilgrimage.
I love it so much.
I know you do.
It's my absolute favorite time to go, and this year I'm doing it right after Thanksgiving. I like everybody that probably listens to this, probably most of you are seasoned Disney people. There's some of our New York City ambiance for you.
Enjoy New York.
Me and my sister, we would go that first weekend of December, which for this year is December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and it was like a sleeper weekend that nobody ever knew about. It was like that weekend and the weekend following it were these like light weekends where you can experience Christmas at Disney, and then all of a sudden the crowds would descend once it got closer. But everyone...
That's not the trick no more.
Yeah, everyone found out about it, and now it's totally screwed, so thanks a lot, guys. So, I decided...
I mean, it's like things like our show that do this.
True.
So this is a self-perpetuating problem.
Right. The call's coming from inside the house, everybody.
Yeah. Still, how about you don't go?
So I'm actually thinking, I think I did this right, Ryan, because I'm going on a Sunday through a Thursday. So I'm not going to really be there on any weekend, which I think is good.
Yeah.
And the Sunday of Thanksgiving... Now, Thanksgiving... We are recording this the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week.
The precipice of hell.
I saw yesterday the crowd reports of the Thanksgiving crowds that have ascended in.
I saw a report of Jingle Cruise with a 155-minute wait.
Yeah. I saw Barnstormer with a 75-minute wait. That junk ride. Like,
you can go fuck yourself with that.
Yeah. I wouldn't ride that if they gave me a... Just let me walk on.
I don't know that I'd ride it if they paid me.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
I mean, like, if it was, like, you know, if they paid me, like, a lot of money, of course I'd ride it. But like,
right, I'm not a stupid.
If they were like, oh, $5, you want to ride? And I'd be probably like, just keep your money.
Just keep it. Yeah. Donate it to give kids the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going on Sunday doing something really, really different, Ryan, than I've ever done before.
Okay.
I am meeting up with friends at SeaWorld Orlando to experience the holidays at SeaWorld.
I've heard that the SeaWorld holidays and the SeaWorld parties in general, their Halloween party and their Christmas party, are really fun.
I heard that
too.
I'm excited to hear about it, and then you guys will hear about it in a couple of minutes. I got the lanyard. They sell this like lanyard that it's like 10 food and drink items for like $45.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good to me.
Yeah, that's cheaper than you know, around the world at Epcot.
So I know like my food and drinks are paid for. My flight gets in pretty early, but I'm not going to probably head there until about 3 o'clock. I'm not really going to, like, you know, ride SeaWorld rides. I'm really just going to experience, like, the holiday festivities.
Are there any SeaWorld rides and attractions that you, like, are excited for?
No.
No, okay.
All right. I mean, I want to maybe see, like, a show, because that will be very nostalgic for me. As I've mentioned, my family was a SeaWorld family. When I was younger, I went to Camp SeaWorld.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been there since I was a child.
Okay.
So I would love to just...
I bet you're going to be pleasantly surprised, because I bet you that there are some rides and attractions that, you know, like, I know they have a lot of thrill rides that are, you know, I would be, you know,
yeah, they have the new stand-up roller coaster, too.
Yeah.
If it's not an insane wait...
But I bet you they have, like, some other, like, more cute rides that, you know, that aren't necessarily talked about all the
time. I'm going to do my research, and I'm going to see if there's anything I'd want to get. But like I said, I'm probably not going to get there until, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I think the park is open until, like, 10. Meeting friends for that. So then, and then Monday...
Is it, like, a party, or is it just a day?
No, it is, because I originally was going to go there on the Tuesday, but then we found out that the Christmas and holiday stuff isn't offered on that day.
Okay.
So it's not, like, a party, but they've only offered on certain nights.
Gotcha.
Like, the holiday shows.
It's open to...
Anyone that has a ticket that day. Yeah, I didn't have to buy a special ticket.
Nice.
It's just
the that... The way it should be. Oh, okay.
But it was a little bit more money. So the ticket for that day, but not by much. I was like $20.
$20. Yeah. $30. Sure.
Yeah. I did hear, though, that even on regular days, the food booths are open. I guess it's similar to, like, Epcot.
Yeah.
Just not the nighttime entertainment. So then on Monday, I'm going to Jollywood Nights.
Bum, 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 bum.
Myself and Holly, she's been on the podcast before, we are going. Our expectations are managed. We're both on the same page of we know what to do. We've kind of got a little plan. I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago on the pod. I'm following that plan, guys. So I will see if I was...
So you're going to look cute.
If I did a good... I'm going to look cute. I've got the cutest outfit.
Yep.
I made it myself. I got this metallic-y red skirt, and then I bought this, like, fur, and I lined it. I didn't even think it was going to come out as cute as it did, but it's like a sexy Mrs. Claus. And I've got, like,
this is disturbing.
Yeah, it's really cute. And for SeaWorld, I made a really cute outfit because they
made an outfit for there too.
Yeah, because their whole thing, they have the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer characters.
Uh-huh.
So I made little Clarice antlers, you know, Rudolph's girlfriend.
Sure, yeah.
And like a little skirt and a little cute little white shirt, and I got a little bag. I'm going to be Clarice at SeaWorld. And then at Jollywood, I'm going to be Mrs. Claus. And then Wednesday and Tuesday and Wednesday, Epcot and Magic Kingdom, you know.
Are you doing a Magic Kingdom holiday party?
No, I'm not. Because I did it last year.
Yep.
And I think I need a break. Because what happened last year was I went to the Very Merry Christmas Party. And it was wonderful. Like it always is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I was bored.
Yep.
I think I've talked to you about this.
Pretty sure we have a show on it.
Even during the parade, I was just kind of sitting at Casey's, like, watching it over the crowd of heads.
Yeah.
Like, I just wasn't super into it, because I've seen it so many times. So I'm like, you know, I think maybe take a break this year, and maybe I'll be excited about it in
I think that after Jollywood Nights, you know, you're going to be very excited for it. Because you can see how bad this can get.
Yes. And because my last trip, I kind of packed out, like, days with different things. My Tuesday, Wednesday, and even my Thursday, the day that I leave, I don't have any, like, plans. Like, literally, it's just to go.
Just more chill.
More chill, experience the parks.
Your last few trips, I'd say, have been, you know, more stacked than not.
Yeah.
So I think that you'll be able... You can't, like, do the whole, like, stack on without, like, losing a little bit of the magic.
It does. Know? It did lose a little bit of the magic. Yeah. So I want to get it back.
This will help get it back, for sure.
Also,
Or lose it forever.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Ryan...
If you guys hear this, then she got the magic back, because we're still doing the podcast.
Otherwise, canceling. Ryan, I was on TikTok Live last night,
Oh, okay.
And someone that listens to our podcast, her name is Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
She said she really loves the pod. She really loves these specific episodes in general.
What's wrong with you, Rebecca?
And she said she wants as much detail as possible. She could eat up these episodes.
Okay, well, I've heard this from other listeners as well.
Yeah.
I will say this.
When Ryan did his tripping report, I think you gave really good details. I'm going to try to do the exact same this time. So when we come back from this break, get ready for some details. Okay, guys? Because I'm going to give them to you.
Adrian's got the deets.
I've got the deets, and I am excited to hear what I'm going to say.
I'm excited to hear what you're going to say.
Well, let's find out.
All right. We'll
see you on the other side.
Through the magic of fast, whatever Guardians is using to go forward and backward in time. That's what we're going to use.
This one's for you, Rebecca.
Yeah.
We'll see you over there. Are getting better and better at this music. Yeah, I mean, we've got fun little jingles and everything.
Oh, we're back, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so happy to see you, Ryan. I haven't spoken to you since.
It feels like we were just together 15 seconds
ago. It feels like that to everyone else, but really, it's been like two weeks?
Some amount of time. Because
we said we were going to make this episode special, we had a request. Like, Ryan's one of my best friends. I didn't talk to him throughout my whole trip because I'm like, I want him to hear every single thing.
Yeah, I'm waiting on bated breath.
Yes, we've even went live on TikTok so people can, you know, hear us recording our podcast. Ryan is in the room. There he is.
Hi, guys.
And we're going to just jump right into the tripping report.
Yes.
I am back from 5 days in Disney World.
The most magical time at the most magical place.
Yeah.
Bring on the fake snow.
Yeah, the fake snow. And actually, like, it kind of, like, when it hits you, you're kind of like, eh.
Well, you're used to real New York snow, which is also, eh.
But this is like, you're just kind of like, oh, a clump of soap in my freshly done hair.
This is not what you want to catch on your tongue.
No, it doesn't feel good. So we're going to combine a little bit of, I do vlogs when I go. I post them on TikTok. But
yeah, guys, hit up our socials. The TikTok
one is @DrunkDistory.
@DrunkDistory. And then Instagram is @TheDarkRidePodcast.
@TheDarkRidePod. And Ryan.
Podcast.
Yeah. Just podcast. Just one. And so I gave Ryan some of the audio from my daily vlog. Mm-hmm. So we at least have the first couple days. I haven't posted the other days yet.
It's a surprise.
Yeah. So, Ryan, why don't you play the first day and then we will talk about it.
Okay. Sounds good.
It's time for my annual pilgrimage to say Merry Christmas to the mouse. This was a really special travel day because I got an unofficial first class ticket.
You sound so excited.
That's what I call it you have nobody sitting in a seat next to you.
That's a win for me.
Definitely.
I know a lot of people prefer the Halloween season, but I really love the holiday season at Disney. It just feels extra magical and twinkly. Who knew holiday decorations could look so great with sports apparel on them? I quickly changed into my Clarice Bound and headed to SeaWorld Orlando to check out their Christmas celebration, but mainly to hang out with my friends. Aw, so cute. The food at this festival was really good, and the portions were so fair for the price. The holiday offerings here were included with the price of your daily ticket, and they were absolutely delightful. I also love that I could watch the fireworks from a seat. Good night.
Wow. How was the dolphin at SeaWorld?
I didn't see any dolphin. Oh. They don't serve dolphin at SeaWorld, Ryan.
Prove it.
So yeah, I officially coined the term unofficial first class ticket when you have nobody sitting in the middle seat next to you on a plane.
I love it. Even better is if nobody's sitting on any seat.
Oh, no one's sitting on any seat. I feel like that makes me a tiny bit nervous. I'm like, somebody's going to move to it.
Oh, I lay and down. Maybe I start laying down.
Oh, you stretch out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I go, you know, you've heard of the man spread.
Yeah.
Well, I just do a split.
Man split in the middle of the row. Yeah. Do you do that thing?
I take the middle seat at that point.
Yeah. Do you do that thing when you're on the plane and you're sitting in your seat and you're just like watching, like there's nobody in the middle? When there's nobody in the middle, you just kind of watch.
Oh my God.
The people come in and you're just kind of hoping, praying.
Oh yeah. And as soon as I see, like I crane my head out yeah. to look at them closing the door and then yeah. I do a little dance.
Right.
Like a little dance.
Oh, I think it's happening. Oh, yeah. So that happened for me. I was like, they closed the door and I'm like, because they kept. I love when they do this too. They go, it's a completely full flight.
Yeah.
Riddle me that.
Yeah, these attitudes.
It's not true. It's just not true.
Not digging the attitude on flights.
Yeah. So, like I said.
I miss the days when like flights were cool and not a bus in the sky.
Oh, yeah. It's a glorified bus.
Oh, yeah.
These are the days of our lives.
Well, guys, stop wearing pajamas to the airport and maybe we can get nice things.
Speaking of that, thank you for saying that because I had, you know how I take that early morning 7 a.m. flight?
Oh, yeah.
So I live very close to the airport. I live like 8 minutes from the airport. You do as well. Mm-hmm. And so I set my alarm like an hour before I have to leave. And I'm ready to go. Put my hair and makeup on, put on an outfit, and I go. So many comments at the airport. It should be illegal to have your hair and makeup done like you do at 6 a.m. on the airport on this ungodly hour. Like, so many people telling me it's crazy that I had on makeup and I had my hair done at that hour of the morning. I mean, they were they weren't nasty about it.
It should be illegal for them to talk to you at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Like, I should have said that. So, yeah, that did happen. So, I was at All Star Sports, which I've stayed at, I think, pretty much this entire year.
This is becoming a home resort. This is your home resort.
And I know this because the cast there is starting to recognize me.
Oh, fuck.
Kurt, who is a doll. He's an absolute doll.
Love Kurt.
Yeah, I know. He works at the front desk. He literally looks at me and he goes,
back again so soon?
Were you just here? I was like, yeah, 2 months ago. And I'll see you again in 2 months, Kurt. It's like, oh, no, that's when you know. Like, that started to happen to me at Pop, but I haven't been there in a while.
Well, tell Kurt to listen to the pod, and then he can hear all about himself.
I should. I send him a cast compliment. He's really great.
Yeah.
But I had the greatest room. You walk out of the lobby, go to the right, it's by the pool in that main area.
Uh-huh.
On the other side of the laundromat was my room, ground level, but like quiet because it was at the very end of the building on the other side of the laundromat. The best room I've ever had at a Disney resort, like in terms of location. I was like, and it was ready early. That was really exciting. So it was, the weather was kind of crappy when I first got there.
Okay.
It was a little cold, not too cold, but it was definitely rainy. Sweatshirt weather.
Nice. The best kind of weather.
That night wasn't the coldest, but it got a little cold, but so we were heading to SeaWorld, and I was kind of bummed because it was raining, and it was supposed to stop by like 2 o'clock, but then it was like 3, 4. Then it was showing it's not stopping until like 9, and that's when the event ended. And I'm like,
Did you like worry that the rain would affect the fish?
My hair,
the fish, oh. And the way that they
oh would, the fish,
yeah, were they going to be like? Oh, I don't want to get my fins wet.
Yeah, no, I think they were fine. But for my fins, on the other hand.
It's all about you, then.
It's all about me.
I get it.
Yeah. So, yeah, but luckily, it rained for the first, like, hour I was there. And then it dissipated. So that was good. And I was meeting up with all my friends. I have friends, some of you know, that cannot go to Disney World right now. So this is where we met up with them.
Friends galore. And some of those friends, maybe that one specifically, we're going to try to talk to soon,
yeah,
I think.
Try to get them on the pod to talk about what's going on. So I'm going to leave that right there. But I hadn't been to SeaWorld since I was a child. And I've mentioned this on the pod that we were a SeaWorld family when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And I went to Camp SeaWorld. So, you know, I know everything controversial came out, but a lot of those that was with Blackfish was debunked. A lot of that was debunked, and a lot of it is about the Miami Zoo. It's not particularly about SeaWorld.
No, SeaWorld, you know, like, look, keeping giant mammal fish in small things,
not
good.
Great.
Not good. But
yeah.
But they at least don't mistreat their animals.
No.
Like that one up in Canada, where Tikitum, I think that's his name, or whatever,
okay.
is their version of Shamu. And he's like this like psychotic killer whale that like actually like has killed like six people or something.
Yeah, no, it's really devastating. It's terrible. But like when I went to Camp SeaWorld, I saw how much those trainers like care about those animals to like such
sometimes
a,
too much.
Yeah, and now they don't, when they do the orca show, they don't go in the water with the orcas.
What? Really?
No, they're not riding them or anything anymore. No, they don't do that.
They took out all the cool stuff?
They still do cool stuff. I mean, I'm sorry, it's pretty fascinating to see something the size of a bus do a backflip in the air. Like,
yeah, but it was more impressive when Free Willy popped out and threw a guy up in the air, and then that guy did like a double flip and then dove in like Kevin Costner in Waterworld. I mean, just saying. Bring back the sports riding.
I cried at the orca show. Like, it was emotional. I cry a lot.
You.
Like, when I'm writing my notes for this, and I have, like, a whole page of notes, I the amount of times I noted that I cried, I'm like, okay, well, maybe next time.
It's just that time of year.
Pack some Kleenex. It is true.
It's an emotional time of year.
It's an emotional time of year. You're right. Thank you for that. So, the cool thing about SeaWorld is that their holiday festivities are included with the price of your ticket. And it's on select nights.
It's just not a ripoff.
Okay. It's not a cash grab. It's select nights. So, this night they had all the holiday festivities. They have a bunch of shows, and they have really good food offerings there. They give you, the portion is like a regular meal.
Okay.
Not like a little plate. So, and then they sell this like lanyard thing for like either for $45 you get 5 food and drinks, or for $60 you get 10. And that's pretty cool because 10 food and drink items for $60. Like, you could share, they're not like Disney where they're like, is this yours and checking your ID? Like, anyone can use them. Just, you can buy, you know, that was one thing that I noted about SeaWorld is that, a lot more chill about like things. But
their parent company, I believe, it used
Busch
to be is Anheuser-Busch.
Anheuser-Busch, yeah.
Like Busch beer.
Yeah. I don't know if it's
fucking chill.
Yeah, they were chill. And like the staff just got drunk
and went fishing and then ended up with a park. That's like what happened.
Got drunk and went. Tale as old as time.
Yeah.
So the team members there, I don't know what their terminology is that they use for that. I think that's a universal term. They were just so chill and, like, so nice. And, like, it just made me, I don't know if, because I only specifically always go to Disney, that I'm, like, I wasn't used to, like, not all the rules and the people with the flags and the lights and the go this way, you can't go that way. I wasn't used to, like, you know what it felt like? The newer cars that are on the road nowadays, when you're in one of those things, you get close to the line, starts dinging and danging. Like, everything's like clinging, clanging. But if you're going in an old car like mine, there's none of that. You just drive. The only thing you can hear is the clicker. That's what it felt like.
I like that.
The opposite of like the newer technology cars.
I think I might be going to SeaWorld next time.
And you know what? This is something I you know how cheap it is to be a SeaWorld annual pass holder? And they don't have that thing where it's like in-state versus out-of-state. You can like pay every month. They have the cheapest one that they have.
They pay you.
They pay you. You pay.
We will give you $50 if you show up. Come see our fish.
And a free fish.
Please come see our fish.
It's like $13 a month.
I will give you Shamu.
Yeah.
We'll house it.
Shamu is not there anymore.
Aw.
But maybe she's at a different one. I don't know. But yeah, like $13 a month. The lowest tier is like the highest tier is like $25 a month. It's ridiculous.
That's awesome.
So that was a really great day. It was really great to see my friends. And also like the Uber from my All-Star Sports to SeaWorld was like $13. It was incredibly close. Like it was like $13 to do that. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You would consider maybe like going back for probably other events like this. You're not a big roller coaster person.
I am not, and they have a lot of roller coasters, but I did enjoy the shows, and I, you know, like I said, a very good friend of mine, you know, can't go to Disney World, so I might become an AP for this year, just so, because it's like, it's, every time I go, then I could just go for one day, and it pays for itself within, like, one visit. It's,
yeah.
So it's, you know, it's low-key like a drinking park, you know? Like
oh, yeah.
you could just hang out there and like kind of like Epcot or Hollywood Studios and just have some drinks, have some food, and just you know.
And they have cool attractions. They like, have, you know, like it's just going to a big aquarium, really. Like
I mean, like we went to the
aquarium. You can get drunk at is kind of my dream come true, to be honest. I mean,
yes, responsibly, of course.
Yeah, or not.
So that was day one, Ryan.
Okay.
And let's get on to day two. This is one where you're going to feel maybe like I have maybe copied something you said in the last episode.
Uh-oh. Or yay. I don't know.
Well, it's my first full day at Disney, and I was going to sleep in, but I decided I'm going to go to Hollywood Studios just to get the Ronto wrap and to maybe meet Chewbacca and BB-8, which I did. And I don't regret this. This was a solid decision. And this is weird. I said bright suns to Chewie, and as I left the building, the sun had literally come out. So I knew it was time to get out of the park and get into that pool. But not before checking out the merch and falling in love with this Kermit sweater, and I got it.
I had
the pool basically to myself, and then it was time to get ready for Jollywood Nights with Holly. We had so much fun dressing up in our festive wear and putting sparkles all over our face and body. I made a whole other video about my thoughts on Jollywood Nights. So here are just some personal videos and outtakes of the event.
All right.
Well, I do have a whole other video on Jollywood Nights, so we can go right to that one.
You want to do that now?
Yeah, because this is just like a summary of that. But let's hear the Jollywood. I'm sorry to the people on TikTok that cannot hear this, but it's on my TikTok. So it's literally right there.
Yeah, go do your homework ahead of time.
Okay.
Planning on heading to Jollywood Nights at Hollywood Studios this holiday season?
Oh, I like
well, here
tunes.
Are my thoughts on this new special ticketed
Peanut
event.
Soundtrack.
First of all, nothing is free in terms of food and drink, so if you want to partake in the goodies, you'll need to budget additional dollars. I really enjoyed everything I ate and drank, so I'm glad I did. My main gripe was that the event was shorter than Napoleon. 4 hours wasn't enough time to do it all, so we skipped Jazzy Holidays and riding rides, except for Tower, of course, in favor of shows, characters, and trying specialty food and drinks. The great news is Disney definitely fixed the long line problem. We rarely waited more than 10 minutes for anything and walked right into both shows. The Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along was definitely my favorite. And as a major Muppet fan, that's saying something. All in all, I had a great time. It's a much more adult event than other Disney parties, and it was really fun to be dressed up in the park. It's true the event is a bit disorganized, but I believe it will keep getting better and better as they continue to work out the kinks. And for now, as long as you're a fun person, I think you'll have fun. Happy holidays.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Man. So, all right, what would you like to comment on first? My Ryan morning?
Yeah, you had a Ryan morning.
I had a Ryan morning. So if you listen to the previous episode, Ryan and I did this like challenge where we randomly got parks and what we would do if we had those parks.
Best day ever.
And Ryan chose Hollywood Studios in the morning, and he said just have like a Star Wars, or maybe it was the afternoon. I don't remember what you were doing. Or you were just...
I did Animal Kingdom for like two rides. And then we had breakfast at
Hollywood, but then you had like a Star Wars sort of morning.
Yes.
Right. So that's kind of what I did. I literally went because I looked at my at the mobile order at All Star Sports, and I'm like, I'm just not in the mood for the regular old like eggs and Mickey shaped waffles. And I'm like, I have an admission to Hollywood. Let me just go over there, have the Ronto wrap, maybe do like one or two little things, and come back and, you know, do whatever I got to do. So that's literally what I did. I went and got the Ronto. I got the Black Calf cold brew. Then I met Chewbacca and BB-8. That's interesting. Has anyone met BB-8? It feels kind of like...
like you're talking to an inanimate object.
Yeah. So I, like, always try to make those interactions fun. Like, my first thing I said to Chewbacca was, do you prefer Chewbacca or Chewie? I want to be respectful. And, like, you know, like, I like to do that type of, like, fun thing. And then, you know, everyone has a good time. I think. I don't know. Maybe...
I'm having
a good time.
Yeah. That's all that really matters. They're on the job.
Yeah, they're on the job. So then with like BB-8, I was like, oh my God, Bill Hader, I'm such a huge fan, because that's who voices BB-8. I don't know if anyone knew that. But I literally had like BB-8 like look at me, like hold the stare, and then look back. Like, so it was so fun. So that was my morning. But then I actually had some sun, so I quickly went back and got in the pool, because if anyone knows me, I love Christmas time at a Disney pool with the Christmas music playing. thinking about all my friends back in New York freezing their asses off.
Okay,
all
right. Well, calm down.
so that's what I do. Okay. So I,
well,
yeah.
And then you hung out there until Jollywood?
Yeah. So my friend Holly came around 3 o'clock. She was staying with me overnight because she, you know, comes from Southern Florida. And we got ready for Jollywood. And that was fun because it's just so fun to get that festively dressed mm-hmm. for any event. I made my own Santa skirt. And
it's very cute. I'm
pretty proud of it. Thank
check
you.
Check out our socials to see Adrian in a skirt.
Yep, that's what everyone's looking forward
to. That's what happens if you follow.
Yeah. So then you heard kind of my review about Jollywood. Too short. It's from 8:30 to 12:30, and we got there around 6:30, and we kind of were just like, what do we do?
Yeah.
Like, the park
did
was
you,
still open.
Did you go into the park?
Yeah.
Okay.
We went in around 6:30. I think they let ticketed guests come in around 7:30, but I saw them letting them in around 7, because we had reservation. And we
was, I heard that early on, getting your wristband from within the park was right. a real clusterfuck.
They fixed that. Okay. We walked right up and got our wristband.
Cool.
Not even a wait. And they made multiple locations. So what I will say is they've like I said in that video, definitely fixed the line problem.
They're listening to issues.
Yes. I have had people say to me, well, it's because the event was so bad the first night that a lot of people canceled their tickets that they're finding it hard to sell out, so it's at 50% capacity. I don't know how true that was.
Yeah.
But that's what I've heard.
Well, whoever's saying it, you know, how do they know? You know,
exactly.
Like Disney doesn't release that kind of information, so I suspect yeah. at best.
Yeah, so I don't know. But I you know, we walked right into everything. That, what's this Nightmare Before Christmas show, I am so glad. Like, I didn't spoil that. I didn't watch it beforehand. So good. Like, yeah. Incredible. Like, I feel, you know, Holly and I were talking about this, and she was like, it would be really great if they did something like that with the Muppet Christmas Carol. Like, the way they did it, they kind of, like, combined the songs with, like, some act-outs of some scenes, and then everyone can sing along, and you know, nice. they break out the Jack Skellington puppet that's at the Halloween events, which is so cool. And, like, if you sit, I'm telling everybody this, when you can go into the row, go as far in as you can possible to the left side of the theater, so that, and then go like 5 or 6 rows back. Like, don't go all the way back. You'll literally be right next to the puppet. Like, he walked out right in front of us. He's like towering over us. This is so cool to see him that close.
Yeah,
that was great. The Muppet show, which I think was called A Jolly Holiday or something. I don't know. That was really good too. That was really beautiful.
Yeah.
But this one was just like, wow, I can't believe they did that. And
so were these two shows worth the price of admission?
So if the event was like 2 hours longer, I would say yes. I did have I had a great time. The food was, everything that I ate and everything that I drank was so good.
Okay.
I have a video on my TikTok of all the drinks that we drank.
Did you drink at the Tip Top Club?
We didn't drink at the Tip Top Club. Do you know, this is what I'm saying about how the event is so short. We got into the Tip Top Club maybe 5 minutes before the event was ending.
Yeah, see, like, it's not enough time to do
it. But it's not really like a club anyway. It's just like a lounge singer, and then there's like a bar like way behind her.
Yeah.
I got a drink at the Brown Derby on the outdoor bar. They had a specialty drink called the Holiday Light. So good.
Okay.
And then,
did they end up decorating any more in the Brown Derby? Just like a single piece of garland?
Just a single piece of garland, yeah. That's just really not worth it. I'm like, the more I thought about that, I'm like, I don't know how people would be able to do that and do anything else party-wise.
Well, it's just like if you're gonna, like, just come to New York and look at our stupid Christmas bars, which are, you know, like,
incredible.
Like the inside of Mariah Carey's
heart.
You know, yeah, inside of her heart is a bar.
Yeah, we have so many of them
in New York.
Yeah.
And, you know, just there's tinsel galore.
Yeah, this is not the case here.
Yeah, they just need to turn it into that.
But the beer margarita that they have at Baseline, if you like beer and you like margaritas, which are two things I like.
Yes.
I really enjoyed that. And even though the party starts at 8:30, they start serving it at 8. So you can get it at 8. That's one thing you can get before the party starts. And the people that work at Baseline are so cool. So yeah, I think the shows were great. The food and drinks were great. And I think if you go there with some fun people, you'll have fun. It is so cool to like look at the outfits and stuff like that. Like
everybody's dressed ever, the
people,
nines.
Not everybody. But a lot of people are dressed up.
Okay.
Which is cool. We were dressed up.
Nice.
Of course. So,
I'd say if you're going to go to, an event like that mm-hmm. or like, I went to an 80s night in Anaheim.
Yeah.
You know, like, and so, like, I dressed like I was from the 80s. And, like, it just puts you in the mood, like, to, you know, have a good time.
Yeah.
Just be part of, you know, be part of whatever you're doing.
Yeah. So that was Monday.
Or not, you know, be yourself. It's fine.
So we will go on to Tuesday. Ryan, that's video 4. For you?
No, it's not. It's video 3.
Are you sure?
Well, it's my third day at Disney, and I had a bit of a late start today because I got in pretty late after Jollywood Nights the prior evening. I had an 11:20 Ohana reservation, which was perfect because it allowed me to sleep in a bit. Ohana. This place is such a vibe. The food is great, the character's awesome, and the cast is incredible. Shout out to Cousin Katie and Rachel, who was one of the managers. After I said goodbye to my Ohana at Ohana, I headed over to the Magic Kingdom.
Corny joke.
My first time here after arriving 2 days prior. I don't think I've ever went this long into a Disney trip without going to Magic Kingdom. I got back to All-Star Sports around 6, and I was going to go to Epcot, but I was kind of tired. So I ordered some food and just ate it by the pool and vibed out to the music. Sometimes it's nice to just have a chill night at your resort in the middle of a Disney vacation. It gives you a moment to just take it all in. Good night.
Aww. That was like a chiller day.
Yeah, that was the most chill.
Yeah, I adjusted plans there. I went to Ohana for breakfast. Here's something fun you'll like about this, Ryan. So I had plans to go there with a friend of mine. They weren't able to go. So I just modified my reservation, just went. I totally forgot because the last time I was there, it wasn't characters. I totally forgot it's a character breakfast.
Oh, fun.
So they sit me at my table, yeah, and I see the Solo. And right away, like, Lilo comes up to me. I'm like, oh, hey, girl. Oh. it's a little awkward to be by yourself at a character restaurant. But if you're going to be by yourself at a character restaurant, that's the one to be at. Because I think Disney has tiers of, like, cast. Just like I think they have tiers of, like, of entertainment. Like, the woman who plays Tiana at Jollywood Nights, her singing is a different level. Like, she's live singing, and she's the A-team.
She like, really is Tiana.
She's really Tiana. She's the A-team.
Yeah.
I think the A-team is at Ohana, because I've had, like I said, her name, she refers to herself as Cousin Katie. I've had her as my like, server maybe 3 times. I don't know how she maintains that energy.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
No.
2 days, and the energy's off for me. But she maintains it the whole time.
My energy level is like the F team that slings
F
Mickey,
troop.
Slings Mickey Waffles in the Contemporary lobby.
Yeah, my energy was back of the house at ABC Commissary scooping chili.
Scooping the chill.
So I was there, and there was a manager. Her name was Rachel. And so when the characters would come around, I would just be like, oh, Mickey, I'm going to take a selfie with you. I got really cute selfies with characters. I don't know if you've ever taken selfies with characters. Usually you have someone take them. But the selfies actually come out really cute because they look like they're your friend, like in the selfie. Yeah. But then she said, like, let me get a picture. She came out, let me get a picture of you and the character. She took these adorable pictures of me. She was so kind. She's like, do you want to, like, if she wasn't around, she was like, do you want me to go back and get Pluto and you can get a picture with him? Like, so worried about me getting a photo because I was there by myself. Amazing. I cast complimented the crap out of that place again. I always do. So my heart was like so full. Like I left Ohana. It was like more full than when I went to Jollywood. Like I was like, this was such an amazing experience. And I thought when I first went in there and realized it was character breakfast, I was like, oh man, this is going to be awkward. Just look at the eggs. Like I didn't know what to do with my hands. I was like freaked out. But then I go to Magic Kingdom and I walk in the Magic Kingdom. I go to the Emporium. Exact opposite feeling. What is it about the Emporium? Why does it feel like everyone in there is my enemy?
Because they are mortal.
Like in
mortal enemy.
It is the scariest place I think in all of Disney World. I don't like being in there.
No,
I get nervous.
The shopping experience in general in Magic Kingdom is
in Magic Kingdom. Yes.
Yeah. Magic Kingdom.
Because you go to Creations at Epcot, it's the same exact crap, but it's not as scary of experience. It's not as pretty, but
yeah,
it's
not nearly as pretty.
No, it's not. But I felt like all of a sudden it was like, Like, just like it took it all away. I had weird experience
in
there.
Don't say it too loud because Iger's going to tear down the Emporium and put up an IKEA.
Iger could tear down those walls at Epcot before he tears anything down.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
You don't have to worry about that.
Hopefully.
So, so I went there and... Also, Magic Kingdom is so lacking in terms of decorations in comparison to Hollywood Studios.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they got to up the game in there. That's supposed to be the jewel piece.
Well, I think that they're doing a lot of digital, right? They're doing a lot of digital decorations just during the party. And
yeah.
I think that maybe they don't want you to have that magic experience unless you shell out the extra
right,
money.
Right, it's like if you're not at the party. Because it's like... I mean, I get that Hollywood Studios is, like, leaning into the kitsch aspect of Christmas, which is what it's supposed to be. Like, holiday decorations are supposed to be... Like, I saw a TikTok on it.
Christmas is kitsch.
They're supposed to be, like, over messy and, yeah. And over-the-top kitsch. But it's, like, Magic Kingdom is so, like, serious about everything that it almost comes off a little anemic, in my opinion.
Yeah, sure.
During non, like, holiday party hours.
Yeah. I mean, like, their fall decor is nice.
Yeah.
Know? Like,
they definitely have the most in terms of fall.
Yeah.
I don't even know if any other parks do anything else.
They don't.
So...
But at least I don't think they do. But it's not over the top, like, you know, hitting you, like, oh, there's a scarecrow every 4 feet or anything like that either, so...
No.
They have the big tree up, though, right? In the
They have center. The big trees. Yeah, they have them in all the parks. And they're wonderful. But I just felt like... Having been to Hollywood Studios multiple times before I went to Magic Kingdom, and I just want to shout out Christy and Holly, who are in the chat right now, who were on the trip with me. So you guys think might have missed. I was talking about the days that you guys were there earlier. But seeing Hollywood Studios first and then seeing Magic Kingdom, I was kind of like, oh.
Interesting. So how did you feel this being like maybe the first trip of your life where you waited, you know, 3 days until going to MK? I've had a lot of trips where it's been my last stop, and it does ruin it. It, like, loses magic. Something about, like, going there early on really sets the mood.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that was it. Maybe it was because I waited too long to go there.
Yeah.
It definitely always feels like a first day park.
I like it as a first. It's like the perfect opening chapter to a vacation. You know, like,
yeah, and it's like if it's your third day and you finally go there, maybe it's kind of like, all right, I've got the magic in me already. So yeah. I went back to my resort probably around like 6:30, and I was going to go to Epcot that night. And then it was pretty cold that day, and I was out all day, and I just had a late night the night prior. So I just mobile ordered this amazing meatball sub from All Stars Sports. I mean, you have to wait for it. They have to give you like a buzzer because they're actually making it. It's surprising.
Well, it's surprising that it's, you know, edible.
It's edible.
From that place. So...
And then I just, like, chilled out and went to bed, like, relatively early.
Did you go to Epcot this trip?
I did, the next day.
Oh, the next day, okay.
And the day after that.
Cool. Let's talk about...
Let's talk about those last 2 days. I don't have any audio on those yet, but the next day I went to Epcot in the morning, walked right onto all rides. Epcot was empty. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to see if I can get on Soarin'.
That's my favorite cot.
Yeah, it's the best cot.
Best cot.
Not Walcott, though. Went super, like, I was like, oh, Soarin' was like a 5 minute wait.
Yes.
Living with the Land. And this is what I want to say. On our episode where we did the ride overlays, we forgot Glistening Holidays at Living with the Land.
Oh.
A great overlay.
We did?
I think so.
I think we said it.
No, I don't think so.
It's a great overlay.
Yeah, it's a great overlay, but here's the thing. It's not an intentional so much overlay as no, it is like they like, decorate it, yeah. But I think it's wonderful. And I don't even, people are like, you have to see it in the nighttime. You can see it anytime. It's still wonderful.
Yeah, there's plants. They put lights on them.
I'm really into that.
It's soft.
I saw the Voices of Liberty. I cried the whole time. I felt like an idiot. Like I was, I'm watching Voices of Liberty and I'm standing up and they start singing and I'm like, doing all these like face contortions because I was just like, get it together, Hamilton. Nobody else is crying. Like, and then they had the audacity to do Silent Night. That's the most emotional Christmas song. And I'm just like, Like, I'm just, I literally was just.
Was there a candlelight processional?
There was, but I wasn't there in the evening. So okay. I didn't
Do you know who it was
while you were one of the cool ones that was there in the earlier part of my trip, but I was at SeaWorld the first night, and then I was at Jollywood the second. Anne Margaret was there.
Whoa, cool.
But I wasn't available to go any of those nights, so. But there was no one else that I think I would have.
No, like, Joey Fatone wasn't there?
No, he wasn't there.
He's probably busy doing something else on the dance floor.
Yeah. And then in the evening, I went to Magic Kingdom. That was a callback that he just did. If you know the pod, you'll know what that reference was. Evening, I went to Magic Kingdom, packed. Exact opposite of Epcot. Because when you're in a party season, mm-hmm. any night where it's not a party night is the only night that people with regular tickets can go and be yep. there in the night.
Yep.
So I walked in, I was like, holy F-balls. Like, really, really packed. But I really was going there just to, like, eat dinner, watch Happily Ever After, and maybe go on anything I can go on. So that's what I did. I ordered the salmon from Columbia Harbor House, and I watched Happily Ever After, and then I rode Pirates and Big Thunder and ate some snacks. And
that nice. Was it.
And I got my, which is a tradition of mine, the last night before I leave, I get the candied popcorn from the confectionery way out.
Yep. Well, you make your own.
It right? didn't make it home. Let me just say that. It was breakfast. It was a plain snack. I wanted it to make it home, but it did not.
Do you still bring your own container for that?
No, you don't. And I'm going to tell you guys what my... you want to hear my recipe?
Yes, please.
I call it the Jessica Rabbit.
I love it.
It's caramel popcorn. Mm-hmm. This is very... Even the people that make it are like, this is different. And I'm like, you got to try it. Just trust me. Caramel popcorn, white chocolate.
Gross. Okay. Love it.
Gross. Okay. Love it. Peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Pretzels.
Yep.
Skittles. I know.
What dust are you on?
I'm telling you that for some reason what happens is because of all the other things, it gives a texture that's a little bit like chewy to it. You're not really tasting the juxtaposition of the Skittles and the M&Ms. You're more tasting all the other stuff. But the Skittles provides like a little bit of like elasticity to it. It makes it like a chewier thing. It's like crunchy, chewy. And you get a hint of fruit. The Jessica Rabbit, try it.
I hate you.
And then we're on to my last day, which is Thursday. And I did what I traditionally do as my last day. I realize this now. This is my tradition. I get up. I was right by the laundry room, like I said. Threw all my clothes, walked right my suitcase full of all my dirty clothes right to the laundry room at 9 a.m. while I did my other stuff in the room. When my clothes were done, they went packed into my bag already. So I've come home to a pile of laundry.
What?
Then I leave the resort.
You're
around
doing laundry on vacation?
Yeah.
Every time?
Pretty much.
When you don't
need
to?
What do you mean doing laundry? I literally bring it so that I don't come home and have a humongous bag of laundry. It's like a... It's a pro move, Ryan.
It lets you stay in your vacation by seeing that bag of laundry that you have to do for like a week and a half, and you're
not
like,
the
"Oh,
good part of the vacation."
And then you get to like do your, you know, your cool vacation shirt laundry, and you're like, "Oh, I remember when I wore this."
Yeah, not me. That's not what I like to do because I like to just have like sort of a slow morning. I don't want to leave my because if I take a very late flight, so I don't want to leave my resort at 9 a.m.
Agreed.
Because I'm homeless, essentially, at that moment.
Okay.
So I'm like, this is what I can do. I clean up the rest of the room. I get myself ready while this is all going on. Now the way they have the laundry thing.
Well, you being right next to the laundry, I kind of get it.
It's perfect. But they have how you do the laundry is you pay through your phone, and then the phone has a timer on it. It tells you where it is. Like, where it is. Oh. You go back, you get your stuff, you put it in. Everything's on your phone.
I wish they had that in my
Me too.
My apartment.
So then I went, and this is what I do. I go to Epcot, and I just, because I'm like, oh, it's my last day, and I eat festival food. And that's what I did. I ate, this was in the combination of the day before and this day. Of course, I had to get my poutine. That was the first thing I got.
Delish.
They have the turkey poutine. They use sweet potato fries. How inventive is that?
Like it.
Because then you get sweet potato mixed in, and then it's turkey, cranberry.
Dinner right there.
It's all in there. It's all in there. It's all wonderful. I've got the stuff from the L'Chaim booth, which is another favorite of mine. I got the pastrami on rye with the pickle and the black and white cookie. I got the cheese boat from the Bavaria kitchen in Germany. Shout out to Anna. She's one of my followers on here. She came up to me right after I devoured the cheese boat, which is a boat of cheese and bread. A couple little vegetables to make you not feel like a total POS. But I'm eating that, and then I got to get the Linzer tart also because I need dessert. So I just devoured all of that, and she comes up to me. She messaged me on here, and she was like, "Oh, it was so nice to meet you." I'm like, "Was I okay? Because I feel like you caught me right when I was
covered in cheese.
I was covered in cheese, and
I had Linzer tart sweats happening.
Yeah,
fucking mess.
But she said I was fine, so that's good. So
you hide it very well. You hide that you're a mess very well.
Yeah, I feel like in my mind, I'm like, "Oh my god, she could tell I ate a cheese boat."
The guilt is overwhelming.
It's like soup cheese, Ryan. It's a whole entire bread, but they just fill it with cheese.
It's the best thing.
It's the greatest thing ever. And then I also
is this better than the cheese raclette at Swiss?
It's better than everything.
The raclette was really good because it comes with like the little pickles. It comes with ham. It comes with potatoes.
This could feed a family of four.
Oh, okay. Because the raclette was a little small. That was the one negative.
That's the positive. I also got the chorizo from the Mexico Pavilion, which was very good, but I didn't think value-wise. It was like $11, and it wasn't a big enough size. And then I tried the Spaceship Earth cookie, which was so good. I loved it. I was just getting it for the aesthetic, and then it was like this like salted sugar cookie with caramel in it. It was so good, and it's beautiful, too. I think that's all the food I got. I hope so.
Did you do any attractions or just...
Yeah, I did. The last day, I usually do, like, the chill attractions. I like, Spaceship Earth, Three Cobble Euros. Like, just sort of, like, it's, like, a chill ending to my...
Yeah, I like that.
To my trip. And then another tradition that has become either a beginning or ending of my trip, meeting my friend Barbie at Chewy's, which is a chain restaurant that they have in Florida. They don't have a pier. That's so freaking dope. It's like Mexican food, and they have this white sauce that comes with the chips. So this time I met her on the way back, and we had Chewy's before my flight. And guess what, guys? Another unofficial first class ticket on the way back. Yeah. That's the Christmas miracle, Ryan.
Double first class.
Yeah. So I feel like, did I do good? Did I give a lot of detail?
That was a lot of detail.
Okay, because we were asked for a lot of detail this time, so I was nervous that I want to make sure I did it.
Well, you did it.
Did I nail it?
You nailed it. So
any,
proud of
any
you.
Any questions? Anything that...
No, that was... I mean, I think, you know, I think that for myself, I might wait a year or two for Jollywood to let it get
let
its
it breathe.
Legs. Let it get its legs under it.
Sure.
You know, guys, you got to vote with your dollar in general, with Disney specifically. You know, like if you don't like something, don't pay to go to it, you know, and then they'll change it because they want that dollar.
So. Yeah, and I heard from someone that they this will be around for at least 5 years. That maybe it was Holly or Christy that told me that. So if it was one of you, let me know, that it will be around for 5 years. They have permitted it for 5 years. So it will be around. I don't know. Was it a permit? Something. It'll be around for 5 years. Yeah. So it will at least be there again.
Well, hopefully it has, you know, a little bit more value added to it. Because, like, right now, I'm still not seeing the value.
I feel like if they would like a little bit more 5 year contract. Yes, that's what it was. Okay. So they have a 5 year contract. If they increase the hours.
Yep.
So you were feeling you, because like if you think about it, this is $160, but an after hours event at Hollywood Studios is like $174. And you're just getting rides, but you are getting free food and drinks. So if they increased it by like an hour or two, I would like to, but if they at least increased it an hour and then maybe gave the Gertie cookie at least, and maybe like one free like food ticket or something. I don't, or just something, some other, or maybe there's another cookie.
Exactly.
Maybe there's a Star Wars cookie.
Or like a drink, you know, like give it like a, you know, a hot cocoa or a hot apple cider or something like that.
Little Tower of Terror cookie.
Yeah.
It would be cool if they did something that was like sort of on brand.
Yeah.
Maybe the Muppets. Yeah. Something, or that was on their show. Like they have a Muppet show, so there's like a Kermit cookie, or there's like a Jack Skellington cookie, or something.
And maybe you get it only by going to the show. You know, like they hand it to you going into the show, so it's You're not even having to do it to everybody.
Yeah.
And you'll know the exact number to make. Yeah. So I don't know. I think that I want to see some more value involved.
Yeah, I can understand
maybe
that.
Maybe like an overlay. Like a Tower of Terror overlay would be great.
A Tower of Terror overlay would be amazing.
Yeah.
That we have like blast Christmas music while you're going up and down the shaft.
Yeah.
You know, just like that one specifically. Yeah. That one
exactly.
That is Christmas music. Little Mannheim Steamroll. Little Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yes, the Trans-Siberians.
Let's go.
Sounds like a great trip.
It was.
Jealous that I wasn't on it, and I'm glad that you're back. That you got two unofficial first row
first class seats. Tickets, just for being me.
Just for being
yeah. So that was our tripping report, guys. The Dark Ride presented by Drunk Distory is available every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else podcasts are available. The show is free, but you can pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us that 5-star rating and review, or just telling a fellow theme parks loving fan to listen. Email us questions or shout outs at drunkdistory@gmail.com. You can follow us on social media. IG Instagram. Why did it say ING? I don't know. Instagram is at The Dark Ride Podcast, and TikTok is at Drunk Distory. That's it for us, guys. But as always, thanks for drinking theme parks with us. Chaz. It's 12.